Lodging Group can make your travel dreams come true right now. Be one of the first 20 callers to claim a 5-day, 4-night stay at a luxurious resort in Las Vegas for 4 people with Cirque du Soleil or Blue Man Group tickets for 2 people for only $399. But you must tell me the name of a country without the letter A in its name. Call 1-800-411-2973 now. The Lodging Group experts get you the best stay for the least pay. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. That's 1-800-411-2973 for a 5-day, 4-night vacation for 4 for just $299. Be one of the first 20 callers now and tell their experts the name of a country without a letter A in its name, and they'll include a second vacation to Las Vegas or Cancun, Mexico as a bonus. 1-800-411-2973. Tell their experts the name of a country without the letter A in its name. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. This announcement includes a special offer from Lodging Group LLC. Airfare and some ground transportation not included. Certain other restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I got to tell you, the savings are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all of Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the wraiths. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
NAPA know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and NAPA know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little NAPA know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of free service with no annual contract on AT&T's network. You know, my wife wanted 2 months free, and she jetted off to the Canary Islands and met some tennis pro named Sergio.
Kevin?
She doesn't even like canaries.
Stick to the script, please.
Sorry, Dan.
It's Don.
Don. That's prepaid your way from AT&T.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation, taxes extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot lapse to get bill credit for 3rd and 12th months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing and a miss, it's all over. A 6-0 road trip to start the post-All-Star break portion of the season.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And starting with breaking news, O.J. Simpson has been granted parole. Simpson was serving a 33-year sentence stemming from a 2007 conviction for armed robbery. He served 9 years of that and now will be released in October. To baseball, the White Sox have lost 6 straight games, but fans got a taste of the future last night as top prospect Yoan Moncada made his debut on the South Side.
Obviously, we view him as a big part of what we are trying to accomplish and a big part to us having success in the future. But he's just one part. And he's also one part that's 22 years old and is going to get his first extended look at the big leagues right now.
That was White Sox GM Rick Hahn. He was on with Barry Rosner and Brian Hanley this morning. You can hear the interview on 670thescore.com. Sox are off tonight. They head to Kansas City to open up a three-game weekend set tomorrow. To the Cubs, suddenly just a game and a half back behind Milwaukee in the National League Central after six straight victories. World champs will try to make it seven tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley Field when they kick off a weekend set versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Pregame here on The Score kicks off at 12:45 tomorrow with Mark Grody. Speaking of the Cardinals, they are currently tied 2-2 with the Mets at Citi Field in the bottom of the ninth. And the Brewers are trailing the Pirates in the seventh inning, 4-2. Milwaukee has lost four straight games. British Open is wrapping up for today in Royal Birkdale in England. There's a three-way tie on top of the leaderboard. Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, and Matt Kuchar all 5 under par. Finally, in the NFL last night, the Bears officially signed rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky. It's a four-year contract worth $29 million guaranteed. Bears training camp opens up in Bourbonnais in just 6 days. You guys ready for that? Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Let's go on Moncada Day.
Today is run around your office or celebrating your cubicle. Today is take your ass home right now so you can get ready to go see Yoan Moncada Day. Today is the day that you don't have to worry about anything as a Sox fan. Tomorrow might be bleak. Years from now might be bleak. You might be thinking about Memphis bleak. You might be thinking about the last 7 years, but damn it, today is that day.
Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 10, Yoan Moncada.
He handled his first day here back with us as well as you can have anybody, you know. No, he didn't get any hits, but I thought he had some pretty good at-bats.
3-2 again, and he takes ball four. A standing ovation in part for a walk in the second inning.
He looked very comfortable, actually. So, nice, turned a nice double play.
Anderson feeds Moncada, and the turn is on time for a double play.
Saw him in AAA for a while, and you know, obviously amazing talent, and it's good to have him up. Some good defense.
Looked very comfortable out there. I think those are things that I hope they'll be able to take away with them as we continue to, you know, formulate who we're going to be as a ball club.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, and also Facebook Live. I'm going to log in right now to Facebook Live to see what's up with the trolls out there. You can check out our live video stream because it's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. I'm wearing one right now. I'm just going to get a Ice Cube to sign my Sox hat, but then that wouldn't make any sense. It'd make as much sense as me having B.J. Armstrong sign my Ricky Henderson glove on Church Street Barbershop in 1992.
That would actually be a cool bit about incongruous signed things.
Right. Here, sign my... Who's
like,
it?
Like a signature on something where it's a complete non sequitur.
Yeah, Step Brothers, the scene where he's like, look at my sword. He's like, why do you have a sword? He goes, look at the writing on it. He goes, Randy Jackson signed your sword?
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. When you've got a sword, of course you're going to make Randy Jackson sign it. Yeah, I made B.J. Armstrong sign my glove as a kid. I was like 12, 13 years old.
It's just a thing that you had to
glove.
Be signed
yeah,
by
I had
him,
my glove
right?
We were outside playing catch. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's B.J. Armstrong.
You know, there's a note here from one of the texters who says that I was at the game last night. They're the 6-3-0. Dodgers fans were laughing at Sox fans and their minor league reaction to Moncada. Well, they're in a little different place here. And I will say, just on the walk.
Those Dodgers fans can eat me, by the way.
On the walk from here back to my car, going by the Hyatt and the Sheraton and the Embassy Suites, lots of Dodgers fans. Lots getting ready to support their team because they think there's something pretty special going on here. And I
cheap ticket,
Great city.
I wanted to bring this up,
nice
too.
Nice vacation.
I need to be real about something here.
Uh-oh. Sound the real alarm,
no, Tenney. This dovetails with your discussion, and it's not going in that direction, but just about Michael Vick and the comments about Colin Kaepernick and his hair.
He came out today and apologized.
And I believe him, too.
I do, too.
Because it sounded like a real apology. However, what can we do about these dumbass white guys in baseball with these stupid beards and like Justin Turner Blackman? It looks awful.
But the beard is back in play now. In terms,
I understand, what are you doing?
It's more. It's socially.
What is that?
It's socially accepted.
But it looks awful. You're the Geico caveman.
Things that look awful to you may look great to some. I know some women who don't like it if a man has a clean face.
If it's an ugly face, maybe. If you're trying to hide something, if you're Dr. Saying. Richard Kimball and you're,
switch the samples.
Right.
I
legitimately don't get it. I don't get the
beard
fact
thing?
That the whole, not just the beard thing, but like the Justin Turner
thing. It's
not
just a white guy thing, by the way. I mean,
in baseball?
Well, you know, I have a lot of black guys, but.
In baseball, yeah, it is.
It's not just a white guy thing, though.
It is in baseball, though. That particular thing, that blah look, I don't know what
the micro look.
What are you doing?
Just growing out your facial hair, doing your thing.
No, and the
but you don't roam in those circles that they roam
circles?
In.
Ugly circles?
Weird circles?
I want to know what's the motivation to look like that?
To have a big beard?
To look like Charlie, but just to look like a mountain man.
I'm sure Charlie's doing okay.
An actual mountain man does that because they don't have access to the same kind of hygiene and razors and all that. It's just...
Why change anything about your look then?
I don't know.
Why not have everyone look the same?
I don't mind. I'm not saying that. I just don't understand that particular lifestyle decision. I mean, it has to be like...
I was going to say Prince Fielder. Prince had a nice size one. Josh Harrison. When he's not booting the ball all over the diamond.
I'd like to grow a beard, but I'm busy kicking baseballs.
Of course, James Harden, but he's talking about baseball right now.
Yeah, it's...
I use certain comical products for my beard. I will never have a beard that big because, one, mine doesn't grow that full.
And Eron would get mad at you.
No. I don't... Eron
reference?
Yeah, but it was him, though, so it doesn't really count? Yeah, it does? Oh, okay. So, yeah, Mine will never grow that much, and I get itchy faced after like a few weeks. Like I got mine to grow out pretty good, but then I had problems with the connection of the goatee, and I'm like, this is like right now I'm growing it again. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, hey, what are you gonna do?
Like, what are your problems? Like actually here getting it to hook up?
The connection from the stash to the beard. I don't have the Paul Pierce catfish problems where Paul looks like a catfish. With the whiskers. He can't
grow. Barbels?
Yeah, he can't grow. It's kind of like Jonathan Taves, the first playoff beard he tried to grow.
It was unfortunate.
Patchy. Yeah. Just a yar. But no, but it was an issue. But some guys, if you can, Jason Hayward's got a nice one. If you can grow it, I think there's something majestic about a man who can grow a big, full, like just bountiful beard. You know, like it's there's something strong about it. Maybe you're covering up a weak jawline. Maybe that's what the case may be. But yeah, I got no problems with it. Justin Turner, I think the fact that his is all red makes his stand out a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, Charlie Blackman, Charlie Blackman walks into your local Starbucks, nobody's going to recognize him anyway. They're going to say there's a guy with a giant beard, and maybe he smells really good because people who have money usually smell really good because they can buy, you know, very expensive colognes. You know how much cologne costs these days?
No.
Like you get like a 6 ounce bottle now. You're going $95.
What? Bucks.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Like I wear YSL, and the 3 ounce bottle was like $60, $55. You're gonna get like maybe a month and a half out of that, 2 months, and then you gotta go ahead and re up at the local Ulta or Sephora. Yeah, man, yeah, it costs a lot to smoke.
I haven't looked at the prices, but at Jewel, it's all locked up. Like you said,
if you're going to Walgreens,
come over there with the key to get your Jupe or whatever it is.
Nobody's wearing Jupe anymore.
It's there.
Nobody's wearing that stuff. Those are the stocking stuffers for the people. You don't. Nobody's wearing that anymore. Actually, I saw Issey Miyake the other day. I'm like, oh my god, take me back to 1998. But yeah, I wear cologne, and you gotta spend some money to smell good these days. Plus, they got all the new stuff that comes out every other week. You know, you gotta stay up with the cologne trends.
No, I'm just not into it.
A couple of sprays, keep it moving.
No, I'm just
A daytime cologne, a nighttime cologne when you're going out on the scene a little bit.
I just kind of generally smell a little garlicky. I go with hummus.
You're wearing whatever Sabra is in.
Just a vague bit of garlic, and I'm good.
You're a damn fool.
I'm married.
Hummus?
Yeah, just sort of
What do you mean? You're married? What do you need to smell good for? What if Beth thought of you that way?
Like, she wears Paloma Picasso.
That's what I'm saying. What if Beth thought of, what if any lady thought of their man like, oh, I'm married. I don't need to do this anymore, or I don't need to do certain things to attract my man to me a little bit more. Nobody wants to smell you smell like an old pillow all the time, dude. That's actually Ron Coomer.
Ron Coomer for old pillow.
You ever smell like drool in the morning? Well, this is Ron Coomer for old pillow.
I got a king size old pillow.
Old pillows are the worst.
And his buddy interlocking Phil who comes over.
And mattress protector.
There's a woman here. I probably shouldn't talk
about it. No, you already did it.
Yeah.
There's
a woman here in our radio family.
I thought you were talking about back in Belmont, because there was
who wears way too much.
Yeah. That's the problem. People
way too, like if she's been on one of these elevators, you I know tell. At the moment I get out, like she might have been on there a half an hour ago. And the reason is, it's my mom's perfume.
Oh, see, that's tough.
It's Nina Ricci L'Air du Temps.
Jeez.
And
smell like Mahjong?
No, but see, all it needs is just a tiny bit of, like, cigarette smoke underneath.
Virginia Slim,
or Kent Threes, or whatever they are at the time. Just a little bit of that, and there's something weird psychologically would probably happen to me by the time I got off the elevator, because and psychologists will tell you that the sense of smell is one that's closest to the evocation of memory and feeling, and it's the one that's most immediately connected to some of these gut senses, and like I'll turn down a hallway here and be like,
Mom? Yeah, right. 3.3 ounces of Nina Ricci, L'Air du Temps?
L'Air du Temps.
L'Air du Temps. Mm-hmm. $38.32 right now online. Get you a nice bottle for $40.
No. Weird.
Oh?
And you know, there's like, if you ever had an ex-girlfriend that would have
a certain smell.
One, you're like, oh, wait.
Is she in the room? Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. This is going to turn into a party here. Yeah, no, I got into cologne as a kid because my dad wore cologne. So I used to, you know.
Is he like an English leather guy or Brute?
I think my dad was like Dracar.
I has five of Brute.
No, not Brute.
Brute. Bringo. So he was a Dracar Noir guy and some other things as well. And I used to think that my dad was the most handsome dude in the world. So I used to think that if you after a shower you lotion up and you put a spray of cologne on and it made you handsome.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's so funny because
I liked Dracar. Like when I was in high school, I liked
English leather.
Polo. Regular polo. I always liked the smell of that.
A little blue bottle
green.
Or something. Green bottle.
Just a green bottle with a polo logo on it and a like a gold rounded top. I liked that.
Okay. Yeah. I like when the ladies that I have dealt with have had a certain, you know, certain fragrance that they enjoyed. Yeah, unless it's funny that you mentioned that because I don't know the names, but I promise you if I'm in a, you know, in a theater or in a bar or somewhere like that and I smell a fragrance, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so-and-so or that's what such-and-such used to wear. And there's nothing like buying your lady a nice bottle of perfume and saying, hey, I was thinking about you while I was out gambling the kids, you know, tuition money away. Go Floyd. Did you see what Vegas had to do with Conor McGregor's odds?
It's 4-1
yes,
now.
Like so many people are tricking themselves into thinking that Conor McGregor might win this thing, that Vegas is scared that he's going to slip a you know, just a regular shot in there and knock him out and lose that, like the entire, all of Las Vegas will be lost if one lucky shot lands on Floyd Mayweather. So they had to readjust the odds on it.
See, that's not the headline I saw. The headline I saw was Hype Tour doing its job.
Oh, yes, it is.
Making it so.
Yes, it is.
And fooling people into thinking it's more competitive than it actually is. Yeah. And this is an actual honest reflection of where the money is.
Well, people are going hard on McGregor because of all the things where, you know, they don't like Floyd, they like Conor, whatever the case
may
be.
They think he'll be so fueled by racism that he'll be able to land one punch.
And Vegas is getting kind of itchy about it. Like, wait a minute, guys. Like, what if he does land that punch? Like,
he is the bigger, stronger man.
Of course, Vegas wants, you know, both sides to have money on it and make out, you know, with the VIG or whatever the hell they call it, the juice. Not OJ, but make out with whatever, you know, like 53% of the pot or whatever. But man, Vegas is trembling a little bit right now because those odds have been changing dramatically over the last few days or so because of this tour.
Thank you, by the way, our buddy Scott from Davenport. Thank you very much. To lend a little validity here, says, guys, I have nothing against a well-groomed beard, and for many men, they really need one. However, as I was watching the Sox game last night, every time Justin Turner came to bat, I was this close to going off on an extended Twitter rant on how much I hate his and Charlie Blackman's beard. I figured no one else cares. Thank you for mentioning it. You are not alone.
You are not alone. Yeah, man, I mean, beauty is different for everyone. He may be cool with that. And his lady or guy may be cool with that. His fans are cool with that. You don't have to like it. Everything is not for you, Scott and Dan.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
I
is.
Am teaming up with Scott and everything is for
jumping
us.
Jumping on Charlie Blackman for no damn reason.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Dan, this from the Birdman.
What?
I thought your Jewish priests have long beards, Dan. You Jewish, my favorite rock band, by the way, is Jewish Priest. Your Jewish priests have long beards, don't they, Dan?
I mean, they look good. And not
I
was, all
as
do.
A kid, I wanted the little
the pace?
Orthodox. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I might have seen a Weird Al video and was like, "That's kind of hilarious."
and
then didn't understand the religious ramifications.
Okay, and I also have to admit here that for the texters they want us to talk about a guy I've never heard of. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've never heard of
the Linkin Park.
I've never heard of Chester. I don't think I've ever heard a Linkin Park song.
The Linkin Park was huge back in the day. Chester Bennington apparently. He committed suicide by hanging himself.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, and I couldn't do any.
They did a mashup with Jay-Z's Encore. Linkin Park was big for a little bit, but yeah, that was like when I was 20, 21 years old.
Why do they
old.
Spell it like that though? No, I'm just curious. This guy,
man. Probably because they have crazy beards.
No, honest question. I'm just wondering why they.
Dan, I don't. Come on. What do you want from me?
I don't know
why Linkin Park. You wanted them to spell it Lincoln.
Let's say it's an homage to Santa Monica's Linkin Park, but they changed it to Linkin to acquire the internet domain LincolnPark.com.
There it is. That's why they spelled it that way.
All right.
And now we can find out why Michael Vick spelled Bad News Kennels with a Z.
Well, that's to subvert the dominant paradigm and stick it to the man.
But then become the man.
Well, I buy his apology, though. I'm cool with that.
Oh, yeah, to backtrack.
All right, Cubs Sox tickets to give away, National Sports Collectors Convention, VIP tickets to give away, a lot of stuff. Rashad McCants is going to join
loose.
Us. And the juice is loose. He's out. The next president of the United States.
Stop
O.J. Simpson.
That.
And then Sam Acho at 345. A lot going on.
You got to be qualified to be the president.
Oh, really now? You've got the score.
It's time to get off the fence and pick a side. White Sox or Cubs. Because the Crosstown Series is back. While Jose Quintana is now giving the Cubs a much-needed lift.
That's 11 strikeouts by Jose Quintana.
The Sox will try to dethrone the world champs in this four-game series.
Turn it up, fire!
Tune to every game here next Monday through Thursday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. If you thought the Lonzo Ball hype was going to die down because Summer League is over, you could not be more wrong, especially when his boss, Magic Johnson, is jockeying him as hard as he is. Quote, if he's getting triple-doubles in the Summer League, he's going to get triple-doubles in the regular season, just like me. Lonzo is special, end quote. Listen, one thing for random Laker fans to compare Lonzo to Magic, quite another for Magic to compare Lonzo to Magic. But I'll say this, the kid does have it, lots of it. The Dodgers are steamrolling. The Rams and Chargers about to open up camp in a few days, and all anybody in this town wants to talk about is a team that won 25 games last year and missed the playoffs 4 years in a row. And why? Lonzo. I would tell Laker fans to settle down, that it's just the summer league and that making the playoffs would be a huge accomplishment, but you know they're not having any of that, and it wouldn't do any good if I did try. I'm Jim Rome.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. Turn to Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Office Revolution can transform your workspace with flexible workstations, collaboration spaces, ergonomic solutions, and styles for every office personality. From offices of 20 to 2,000, Office Revolution has the expertise and personal attention to create winning environments. Chicago's office space professionals, office-revolution.com.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Spectator Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's the DeKalb County Championships, plus Badger Midget Racing and free bubblegum races. For more race and group outing information, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Lodging Group can make your travel dreams come true right now. Be one of the first 20 callers to claim a 5-day, 4-night stay at a luxurious resort in Las Vegas for 4 people with Cirque du Soleil or Blue Man Group tickets for 2 people for only $399. But you must tell me the name of a country without the letter A in its name. Call 1-800-411-2973 now. The Lodging Group experts get you the best stay for the least pay. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. That's 1-800-411-2973 for a 5-day, 4-night vacation for 4 for just $299. Be one of the first 20 callers now and tell their experts the name of a country without a letter A in its name, and they'll include a second vacation to Las Vegas or Cancun, Mexico as a bonus. 1-800-411-2973. Tell their experts the name of a country without the letter A in its name. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. This announcement includes a special offer from Lodging Group LLC. Airfare and some ground transportation not included. Certain other restrictions apply.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball, and that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
You know, just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Flash on deck.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Starting with breaking news, the juice is free. O.J. Simpson has been granted parole after serving 9 years of a 33-year sentence from a 2007 conviction for armed robbery. Simpson can be released from prison as early as October. Now to the Cubs. They are just a game and a half behind Milwaukee in the National League Central after six straight victories post-All-Star break. World champions try to make it seven tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley Field when they kick off a weekend series versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Our pregame show here on The Score tomorrow gets started at 12:45 with Mark Grody. Speaking of those Cardinals, they lost to the Mets today. 3-2 was the final at Citi Field, and the Brewers are close to losing their fifth straight game. They are trailing the Pirates 4-2 in the eighth inning. The White Sox are off tonight as well. They head to Kansas City tomorrow to open up a three-game series with the Royals, try to snap the Sox six-game losing streak. Could potentially be Yoan Moncada's second game in a Sox uniform. The 22-year-old top prospect debuted last night. He went 0-2 with a walk. British Open done for the day at Royal Birkdale in England. Three-way tie right now at the top of the leaderboard. Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, and Matt Kuchar all 5-under par. In the NBA, the Cavaliers and Derrick Rose reportedly in serious talks on a one-year deal, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Also within the last hour, the Lakers have now entered the fray for Rose, that being reported by Ramona Shelburne. And in the NFL, last night, the Bears officially signed rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky to a four-year contract worth $29 million guaranteed. Bears training camp opens up in Bourbonnais in just 6 days. Hurry into AutoZone for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. Right now, get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit two. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the St. Louis Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Sounds to me like somebody close to Derrick Rose has a very busy phone right now, that there might be an attempt to make a market or improve a market anytime it's sort of this convenient that you hear about, that two reporters say he's talking to the Cavs, but wait, now word comes the Lakers are involved too. I think somebody might be putting some stuff in the bloodstream to try to make a market.
You don't believe those teams are interested?
I think they might be interested, but I think the fact that we're finding out about it in this way with this kind of timing, I'm always suspicious.
Well, I mean, a lot of NBA players right now are trying to secure some of the money that's left over, because a lot of these guys kind of they misjudged the market. The NBA money dried up very quickly in free agency, and you still got guys like Nerlens Noel and guys who aren't signed out there who can actually contribute to a team. So there are a lot of rumors, a lot of things around. Derek has been mostly in L.A. and here working out. He hadn't done a whole bunch of working out in New York. He's actually chilled in New York a little bit, but I don't think there's a lot of basketball activity taking place in New York. But his normal LA workouts are you know, with his rehab, of course, in mind. And now, you know, you got a couple of teams that need maybe a starting point guard for a bad team, or a backup point guard who's going to get heavy minutes with a good team. Either way, he's going to have a job, and he's going to. I think Derek is finding out what his role might be going forward, and I think this may be the most comfortable role for him going forward as well.
And according to CSN Chicago, they're saying that Rose is also talking to the Bulls.
Yeah, that was floated a little bit at the end of the season, that, you know, there was a couple of times he was actually in the building. And him and Jerry Reinsdorf still have a very good relationship. You know, Jerry Reinsdorf still looks at him as a kid who kind of jump-started this organization again in those first 3 or 4 years with the MVP and all the other things that came about. And I don't think any ill will is held between them at all. And let's face it, Jerry Reinsdorf in the end is the guy who's going to say yay or nay to that kind of signing when you're bringing in that kind of attention. You know, that kind of
spotlight. We'll get to that after we talk to Rashad McCants in a couple of moments. We're going to get to that, because if indeed, like I say, now that this is involved, this sounds, if you're all in one afternoon, we go from Cavs to Lakers, and now Sam Amick is saying the Bulls are involved too, according to B.J. Armstrong. Well, if he's getting all this from B.J. Armstrong, it's always in a representative's best interest to try to drum up this kind of interest, this kind of information to get his.
Well, what will it do, though?
Maybe gets another team involved.
I mean, the teams that want to be in that kind of business are in that kind of business. If you got the first and second tier of guys at a positional need, and you've called those guys, yeah, all of a sudden when you find out that the Bulls might be involved with Derrick Rose, I don't think that makes you fire up the phone.
What value would he bring the Bulls?
They're going to need a veteran guard.
Along with, they got D-Wade. Yeah.
They're going to need a veteran point.
Yeah.
I mean, because none of the point guards that they have you trust, really, to actually run whatever you want to run.
But he can't shoot well enough to do it for
No, I understand.
Do,
yeah, you know? Yeah.
It just seems
the matchup
odd.
As far as the roster is, I mean, it's the reason why you traded him. Because he didn't fit with what Fred wanted to do, but... You know, maybe with Dwayne Wade being here for another year, you're not doing what Fred wants to do for another year and then blowing it all out.
You want that whole weight back, though, that whole thing. Remember how good
it'd be different?
No. I mean, it has to be because of the amount of time that's passed, but it's still the same history and the same. It was just always, it got so weird.
The expectations wouldn't be the same.
It got so weird, though. Everything got weird. And Jimmy's not here. So, I mean, it obviously changes the dynamic with Jimmy not here. But I raised an eyebrow when I saw that the Bulls had
definitely.
Some interest in bringing him back.
Definitely. I'd be surprised if it happened. Very surprised. More surprised than the Jimmy Butler trade.
More surprised than Jimmy Butler trade? Yeah.
We thought Jimmy Butler was going to be on his way out. We're talking about 3 years now.
Rashad McCants of the Big Three, the number one overall pick of the Big Three draft, who is part of Team Trilogy, the undefeated Team Trilogy. He's going to join us next on The Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg!
By Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com/progressive
presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
You know, just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball. And that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Sox GM Rick Hahn.
You know, this is going to probably suffer here at the big league level for a period of time. It's still difficult to deal with the losing. Everyone's competitive. Everyone wants to see these results. But everyone also objectively knows it's going to take some time.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This summer,
Big Brother is back.
Cut off from the outside world, 16 strangers will live in a house of temptation.
Bring it on!
Cameras will watch their every move. Microphones will record their every word.
Let the games begin.
Now, for every temptation they take,
I want it all.
Someone else is gonna pay.
This is one twisted twist.
Don't miss a minute.
Give in to your temptation.
Big Brother, CBS Sunday, Wednesday, and live Thursday.
Is when you ship.
Hey, thanks for listening to the score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
McCants, and he answers right back to tie the game. McCants. Well, it's McCants right now keeping Minnesota close. He's got 10. McCants, the safety valve. Four to shoot. Here's a long three. McCants has been the story, Jerry. He's been unstoppable with 31 points.
He really has.
He has just been spectacular. And he is a man of highlights.
Former North Carolina Tar Heel and first-round NBA draft pick, and I think revolutionary in terms of jersey popping. I remember when the jersey popping thing was
big. D. Brown thing.
That was Rashad McCants on the national championship stage. It was one of the first guys I saw pop a jersey. We're gonna get a chance to talk to him right now.
Rashad McCants joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. The top overall pick in the Big Three, because I believe he was the only one not confined to a wheelchair. So it made it easy. What's going on, Rashad? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
So we're good, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us, and the Big Three is going to be in town here. We had Ice Cube on the station earlier, the commissioner and owner of the league. Why the Big Three?
Why not the Big Three? It's the hottest thing right now in the summer. We've gotten so far 4 straight sellout crowds. We have elite company. Hall of Famers like Allen Iverson, George Gervin, Julius Erving, Gary Payton, Chauncey Billups. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, this is something that everybody should be interested in right now.
So Trilogy's got Kenyon Martin, Al Harrington, James White, Dion Glover, former Bull, Gennaro Pargo.
Jeez.
Undefeated. Why is everything going right for Trilogy right now?
Because the whole team will whoop your ass. That's why.
I think it's a little bit of both. We would definitely whoop some ass out there, for sure. But we got Coach Rick Mahorn, man, who really understands strategy. He's the only coach out of the Big Three who's actually coached all three sports as far as women's, NBA, and a little bit of international. So he understands what we need to do to win, and has given us an advantage so far.
Rashad, what happened with your NBA career? Because if I remember correctly, there were no incidents. You didn't beat anybody up. You had a season where you scored 14 a game. What happened in the expectations and the turnout of your NBA career?
Well, I'm asking the same questions you are, man. I think we're searching for the same answers. It's not something I can really pinpoint or hand down right now. I think it's just more of a conspiracy. So I find myself on YouTube being a conspiracy theorist about my own career more than other people know. So, you know, we're still trying to get to the bottom of it. You know, we're going to see if we can investigate a little bit more. But right now, man, it's the Big Three right now. I mean, and the NBA is the NBA, and that's behind me now. And right now I'm just grateful to be a part of this league. It's given me opportunity to kind of resurface and resurrect my career and give the fans the chance to see me play again.
You mentioned Rick Mahorn understands strategy in a way that maybe his counterparts don't at this level. What is the strategy in 3-on-3 basketball that's different that maybe people aren't used to seeing? How is it coached differently? How is it approached differently?
Well, you look at a situation or a player like Al Harrington, who is an unguardable, super mismatch, 6'9", about 260. When you have a guy like that in 3-on-3 basketball, we play mismatch. We play to our mismatches. We put the bigs in pick-and-roll situations where they have to guard smaller guards, and those smaller guards have to guard out. And our strategy for the most part has been, for the last four games, feed the ball in the out, play off the mismatch, and we've been successful so far.
You know, one thing that I've noticed in some of the games that you've played in is that you are wearing the Big Baller brand shoes, and you have been very, very outward in speaking out about how you feel about the brand and how you feel about what LeVar Ball has done. For the people who haven't caught some of those interviews, can you give them a little bit of an inkling as to why you wear these shoes and why you are supporting the way you are?
Well, we have to be corrected at first. I don't have the shoes yet. The back orders for the shoes still haven't been released yet, so I'm still waiting for my exclusive pair. But I don't need a reason to support my own people when something is as good as this has come about. Mm-hmm. It's an independent brand. I support entrepreneurship. I feel like LeVar Ball and his family has been brave enough, bold enough to step out and say, you know, we want something of our own. And I think that more African-American, black players, black families should take this approach as something of a learning tool and say that, you know, even though your son has talent, he doesn't have to conform to the sights of other big brands like Nike and Adidas, who basically just profit off the labor off of other people. And, you know, LeVar is very outspoken about having his independence and being able to allow his son to wear any shoe he wants and be able to do whatever he wants and still be able to perform.
Do you think the Big Three is a springboard for a majority of the guys to get another look, or is it just playing ball again?
I think it's both. I mean, I talk to a lot of guys often, especially guys like Bonzi Wells and Ricky Davis, guys like Lee Nalon and Steven Jackson. And what we all miss most is playing around with each other, you know, being in the same locker rooms, being able to spend time with each other during the weekend is something that we've never been able to do really in the NBA because we're all on separate teams. But now it's kind of like a fraternity brought inside of a sporting situation and being able to have brothers just around you. And I think that camaraderie is what we love most about the Big Three.
How much is there to learn from being around somebody like Dr. J or George Gervin, you know, some of these guys that you mentioned, just, you know, rubbing elbows with them? Because on the one hand, yeah, they're big names, and these were on, you know, the posters for guys my age. This is what's on the back of the bedroom door, and you're copying with a little Nerf hoop you're doing the George Gervin finger roll. On the other hand, some of these old heads just played a completely different sport in so many regards. So what of their wisdom is relatable?
Man, it's just a lot of their experience. And I think more so for me is just how humorous they are. They're all very funny, down-to-earth people, man. And I think that's our advantage as younger players that are the few younger players that are in the Big Three. We get to be around guys in a different element where they're not really in front of the camera being politically correct, where we get to hear George Gervin and Gary Payton cuss and compete. And we get to hear Rick Mahorn have endless jokes and stories about what happened when he was in the league. I think that's just the best part about it, man. Just gaining the wisdom, gaining understanding. And at any point in time, we can go to these guys, and they're like our big brothers.
Now, is there a Big Three podcast?
There is.
Okay, and now on the Big Three podcast, apparently you said that Gerald Green could have been LeBron James, and you talked about how guys aren't put in the right positions to perform, or there are certain chosen ones when it comes to NBA basketball. Am I jumbling your words there, or is that the gist of what you were getting at?
Not yet. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is that commonplace in the NBA where guys talk about things like, yo, this dude, I saw this guy play and I know what this guy can do. It's just that the coach doesn't, you know, agree with him or the system that he's in. Like, do guys talk about the talented players that they like the most that could have been stars that just never amounted to that?
Very, very often. These are the conversations that are left out of the camera and out of the media spotlight because us as players, we know that it's all about where you land. And it's all about the opportunity you're given. And there's a lot of players who are flourishing right now and a lot of players who are making a lot of money because they went to the right spot and they avoided the wrong spot. And I believe, like myself and Gerald Green, are guys that are victim of those circumstances, being in the wrong place at the wrong time, playing for the wrong coach who really don't know shit about basketball, for the wrong organization who got the wrong GMs in place, don't know shit about basketball.
Ooh, we got
a hey, Rashad. You know, this is not a podcast. We can't use those words on the air. So we'll continue the interview here. But as long as you promise us, you won't curse again, my brother.
Apologize.
No, you're good, man. Yeah, you get passionate. Just, no, you know, I just get FCC passionate.
I don't know that you ever that you and being in North Carolina, and I know that he was there for a little while when the old Greensboro City Gators of the GBA. But I've said the same things.
By the way, we're talking to Rashad McCants here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com about the Big Three.
And I've said the same things talking about who could have been and who could have been what. I don't know if you ever saw Lloyd Daniels play the Sweet Pea Daniels, the great New York playground legend. And I saw him after he already had a bunch of bullets in him and had spent a lot of time trying to get his life back together after substance abuse problems. But that's one of the best basketball players I've ever seen in my life. And by the time he got to the NBA, just was too old and didn't have enough left to make the most of his chance.
It's very often, man. When I got to the league, rookie transition program was mandatory for all of us rookies, and I remember Dante Jones basically giving me an eye-opening speech about how there was going to be times in every rookie's career where you're going to be behind a guy that you're killing in practice. Mm-hmm. You're going to be behind a guy that's making $20 million who can't stand in your shoes, and there's nothing you can do about it. And in those moments, there needs to be some type of mentorship, because young guys don't know how to handle that type of adversity, coming in knowing that you're better than a guy and you're not being able to play. And in that situation, you look at it and you say, well, what do you do? Well, you have to bite the bullet. And unfortunately, if you don't get to play and you don't get to showcase your talent, in those 2 or 3 years, you'll be shipped out. And your NBA dreams were really short-lived simply because you didn't have the opportunity to really showcase. And that's just the harsh reality of NBA basketball. And I think that's where the Big Three comes in and helps guys who did have short stints but still can play, giving them an opportunity to really continue to showcase on a bigger stage.
As we let you go here, if I'm thinking about buying a ticket or thinking about coming out to watch the product, what am I going to see?
You're going to see a lot of celebrities. You're going to see four-point shots. You're going to see guys like Steven Jackson and Jermaine O'Neal. Kenyon Martin is back to play this week. You're going to see physical play, hand-checking defensively. You're going to see high-powered offensive threats like Rashard Lewis, who's leading the league in scoring, doing a really good job. And then you're going to get to see Trilogy going for 5-0 and looking to just entertain the fans as much as we can.
Sunday at the UIC Pavilion, Rashad McCants is going to be a part of it. And briefly, before we let you go, tell us about the charity that you work with, Per Diems Against Poverty, and your clothing line to raise money for charity as well.
Yes, Per Diem for Poverty is a foundation geared around athletes sharing their per diem, the money that we get for lunch and dinner and breakfast, and sharing that money with different food banks, food drives all over the country that are in need for the homeless, to feed the homeless. And it's very heavy in baseball, but we're trying to migrate it more into basketball so that more athletes understand that the little bit that you do give is a lot for those who don't have anything.
Rashad, this was fun, man. We appreciate your time. Good luck. Stay healthy out there, but you're one of the younger dudes, so I don't have to worry about you. But enjoy your time, man. This was cool.
Thank you so much, man. Sorry about cussing, man. Sorry.
That's all right. Good, man. That is Rashad McCants, our guest. And my Tanny was dancing around.
Yeah, Tanny was like, whoa. I haven't had to do this for a guest in a while, usually for you idiots.
Yeah, but. And you also, it was a nice move back with a little stretch out you had in there. For people who don't know, the inside radio here is that when you're on a 7-second delay, it's one thing. If a guy curses once and you hit dump, it immediately will drop that seven-second chunk. Yeah. But then the computer needs time. time to build the delay back in. Yeah. And what happens is if you got a second one in there, you know, quick like that, if it's a caller, you just hang up on him. If it's a guest, you know, sometimes you
ask him not to curse.
Yeah, just don't do that anymore. Yeah. It's trouble for people.
I'm sure the outlets that Rashad has been on over the last couple of weeks or so, because they do a lot of FM hits. And FM, you know, they take those hits. They take those hits and you can beep it out.
I wish we had a little bit more time because I always like to talk to these guys that played overseas that when his NBA career ended, that guy went Philippines,
Puerto Rico,
France, China, Brazil, Beirut, Lebanon, and then Venezuela.
Himself quite the frequent flyer miles
Hey, when we come back, I've got a Tom Verducci Sports Illustrated story about what could be baseball's response to what's happening with the ball and with power. The pitchers are doing something, and there's numbers to back it up. I'll tell you what I mean next on The Score. It's summertime, and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $200 million. You heard correctly, more than $200 million. One hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play, because the jackpot is growing, and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Lodging Group can make your travel dreams come true right now. Be one of the first 20 callers to claim a 5-day, 4-night stay at a luxurious resort in Las Vegas for four people with Cirque du Soleil or Blue Man Group tickets for two people for only $399. But you must tell me the name of a country without the letter A in its name. Call 1-800-411-2973 now. The Lodging Group experts get you the best stay for the least pay. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. That's 1-800-411-2973 for a 5-day, 4-night vacation for four for just $299. Be one of the first 20 callers.